Okay, today's daf. Today we're learning something about Tezvav Amid Beis. We're up to Tezvav Amid Beis 15b. The Ma'akom Miflegei. There's machlekes between the Bishul and Shlakish. The machlekes says bitloy v'le bitloy kimi v'le kimloy. Right? Isn't that the machlekes? That's where one of the ten machlekes. Okay, that's the sugya. Okay, you have an asay. You have the classic is the kid.
You get choked up.
A man gets married. My niece always used to say to me,
when are you getting married?
How come you're not married?
Yeah. I'm going back, causing over old things.
Old things. Okay, so it says here, a man he marries a woman, and he was ma'anasar. Before he got married to the woman, he was ma'anasar. So he says, v'lo si'alisha, he has to marry her. And then he marries her, and then he divorces her. So when he divorces her, he's over on the list, I say, of v'lo yishalchena. So now what do we have? Now we have a new asay, elav hanitik liasay. Elav liasay is kol yamav amoyd v'hachzer. So the male, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, so the machlekes in the Gemara is there going to be malchus? Is there malchus for the is, for the, is there going to be malchus for the list, I say, of what? The malchus for, is there going to be malchus for the list, I say, of what? Lo yuchal l'shal chol yamav. Shalom aleichem. So we have here like the case of here is when the person now he's honest a woman. There's a mitzvah sase to marry her, and then there is a loy sase not to divorce her. He violates the loy sase. Now it's reinstated the ase of lo siel isha. So the question is this a lav? Hanitically, I say it's a lois assay, which is now rectified by an assay.
But he already sent her out.
So he violated the lois assay.
No. So where's the assay?
So now
the assay that fixes
Kol Yamav. Kol Yamav,
he should be with?
Yes, Kol Yamav.
But he already sent her out, no?
No, so now he has to restore the Kol Yamav. The Torah says,
He
has to take her back. So here we have a lois assay. He did an Avera, he divorced his wife. That he's not allowed to divorce her. Mm. And now there's a mitzvah sase to remarry, to take her back.
Mm.
So the question is, does he get malchus when he gives the get? When he gives the get, he's being over on a loy sase.
Right.
So there is a rectification. It's a lav hanidik liase. So we learned in the Gemara before that there's machleis of Yochanan Reish Lakish, does he get malchus? Rabbi Yochanan originally said he does not get... Rabbi Yochanan originally says that he does... He says he does get malchus. Why does he get malchus? Because this is not your typical loy sase. This is not your typical lav hanitik liase. Because in this case, the ase came before the loy sase. When do we have a principle in shas? A lav hanitik liase yipoter from malchus. That's only when the ase first begins after the loy sase. But in Hechatimsa, where the ase,
just look on the shelf.
In Hechatimsa, where the ase comes before the lois ase, like in this case, a man did an avera; he was ma'aneser. So the Torah said, "There's a mitzvah ase now to marry her." Then he does a lois ase; he divorces her. So when he divorces her, now it's upon him a mitzvah ase to remarry her. But that mitzvah ase is not a new mitzvah ase; that's an old mitzvah ase that applied to him after he did the avera. I need this gemara. I need this. Is there another gemara?
Should be over there.
I live up here, so I'm going to need to come on to this. Okay.
There's more Gemara's over there also. He's not here leaving. They should what do you call it one? That blue one.
The blue one, the arts school.
The arts school should be there.
Where?
Against the wall. On the right.
Right.
It would be a really great idea if the Olam can bring their own Gemara's.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah.
Why don't you bring your own Gemara? There's a shelf behind us, we can stash them away. Mr. Black, he has the right idea. He brings his own Gemara. I bring my own Gemara. I bring two of my own Gemaras. So it would be a good idea that you should also bring your own Gemara.
Yeah.
You can't afford to buy a Gemara?
No.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you. Yeah, somebody else will end up coming anyway. We'll need it.
No one's coming. Don't worry.
The Weinberg.
Yeah.
The Weinberg should come. Plenty of Gemaras.
Plenty of Gemaras.
Got to get more people in.
So here we go. Let's review. Well, here we have over here. We have a general rule in Shas, a lav hanitik liasei. There is no malchus in the lois ase because the lois ase is rectified by the ase. However, we have here a unique case. The unique case here is that before this, the ase is not unique. the aseh really came into existence before the person violated the leis aseh. A man did an avera, he was manis a woman. The Torah presents him with a mitzvah aseh to marry this woman. Okay, he's mekayim the mitzvah, and then he does a leis aseh. Oh, now when he does the leis aseh, the aseh now he has upon him a mitzvah aseh to remarry her. But that mitzvah aseh is nothing new. It's not a new mitzvah aseh which comes into existence for the very first time. This is an alta mitzvah aseh. This was the mitzvah aseh that he had originally when he first married her. So is this not your typical example of a lav hanidik le'aseh? So what is halacha in this case? Machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says malchus. Rish Lakish says not so fast. The bottom line is it's a lav hanidik le'aseh. So now the Gemara wants to say, what is the shorish of the machlokes? So then they went, and they will, that's not what the Gemara is really pointing. The Gemara went a little bit weiter. Okay, let's go a little bit weiter. Let's go to the next level. There's, so it's a machlokes. Do you get malchus or not? So what did the Gemara then say? The Gemara said, wait a minute, even if you're going to get malchus or not get malchus, there's another issue. It's bitloy, v'loy bitloy, kimoy, v'loy kimoy. Now, what does that mean? Bitloy, v'loy bitloy, kimoy, v'loy kimoy. The man went, and he violated the halacha, and he divorced his wife. Now upon him is a mitzvah saseh to marry her again. He has the ability to marry that woman the rest of his life. He has the rest of his life to marry that woman. So therefore, as long as that potential does exist, he's not going to get malchus. He's not going to get malchus. He has violated a lay saseh. In other words, technically right now, the Gemara at this point is working with the assumption, with the aside, that he really should get malchus. This is not your typical case of a lav hanitik liaseh. This is a case where you should get malchus because the aseh is an old-time aseh. So really, you should get malchus. However, even though you should get malchus, but we're not going to give you malchus, that's the machlokes, as long as the potential to do the aseh does exist. The only time we will give you malchus is when you go and you mevatel the aseh. How can you be mevatel the aseh? So the Gemara's maskana will be where he... Well, it's not really the Gemara's maskan, because the Gemara's going to have charata from that, but let's just use it as an example for the moment, is where he makes a neder al das rabim, he will never marry this woman. I make a neder, he went and he did an aveira, he was ma'aniser. He was now presented with a mitzaseh and he married her. And then he did a loisaseh, he divorced her. Oh, you did a loisaseh? Well, let's give you malchus. Malchus. No, we're not giving you malchus because I can rectify the loisaseh by doing the aseh of remarrying her. Okay, fine, but you know what? I hereby make a neder, al das rabim, a neder which cannot be undone. I will never marry this woman. I will never have anything to do with this woman. Oh, so now it's a neder. So now by making that neder, you will mevatel the potential to ever be mekayim the mitzvah saseh. So what now happens? Now we're going to give you malchus. Now the malchus has been reinstated, you're going to get the malchus. Is that the lumbus? Or the lumbus is no, we're going to give you malchus even if you do not make a neder al das rabim. Right now you did a lois aseh. So we're giving you 5 minutes to make a decision. You did a lois aseh, we want to give you malchus, you have 5 minutes to decide. Do you want to be mekayim the aseh or do you not want to be mekayim the aseh? If you do not mekayim the aseh within the next 5 minutes, we're giving you malchus.
That's
kiyam v'lo kiyam. If you mekayim it, we're not going to give you malchus. If you're not mekayim it, then we're going to give you malchus, even though you will not mevatel it. If you're not mekayim, the mitzvah say, but you were still not mevatel it. The Bezin
no,
says
but they only gave you a brief period of time
right.
to do it.
We're giving you 5 minutes. Are you going to be mekayim mitzvah or not? I don't want to be mekayim.
Is that malchus derabbanan or malchus?
No, deraisa.
The 5 minute thing.
5 minute thing is right. That's called kimay v'loy kimay. The Torah gave you lois aseh. Right now, the lois aseh is very real. It's real. It's right here in front of you. Now, you have 5 minutes. Are you going to be mekayim the aseh or you're not going to be? If you're mekayim the aseh, then that takes away the lois aseh. If you're not mekayim the aseh, listen, you're not mekayim the aseh. So we don't care that there's potential to be mekayim the aseh. Right now, you're not mekayim the aseh. We're giving you a choice. So therefore, the lois aseh is waiting. The lois aseh is waiting to be chal, to punish you. We're going to punish you immediately. Because this madam holds the issue is kimoy v'loy kimoy. You don't need to be mevatel the aseh in order to get the malchus. The other madam says, no, as long as the potential does exist, then you're not going to get malchus. Because they understand the lomdus is that since the potential exists, there is no lo saseh, period. The lomdus is, you have a lo saseh, and then there's a potential of the aseh. That potential aseh is oiker. Oiker from the shoroshim. The lo saseh. There is no lo saseh. It doesn't exist. Because the potential is there. Now, if you go to that asay and you mevatel it, you destroy it, now you're going to reinstate the lois asay. The second Malam says, no, the lois asay is here. It does not need to be reinstated. It never went anywhere. There's a lois asay. And there's an asay. Okay, so there you have to have a conflict. There's a lois asay and asay. If you'll do the asay, then you'll be oiker limafreya the lois asay. But if you don't do the lois asay is waiting. And it's not going to wait forever. You can't wait forever. You got to make a decision within the next few minutes what you want to go do. This is the machlokes Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. And the Moines is b'mai kamavki. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 The Lamed Tes Vav on a base. What is the shorsh machlokes? The Moines wants to say the Lamed is b'asros tav kam mipalgei mifumi. The machlokes says when they warn this person, don't divorce her. We're warning you, don't divorce her. So therefore, is it asros sofik? We do not know what's. If you give a person asros on the lois asay, and you do not know if the lois asay will come to fruition, is that a valid hasra? Because the lois asay will only come to fruition if he will be mevatel the asay.
So that's every hasra when you're giving it.
No, every hasra. But that's what hasra is. Hasra is we're warning you, don't do it. And if you do it, what happens?
But you don't. At the time you're giving hasra, you don't know if they're going to do it or not.
That's not called hasra safik. Hasra safik is deeper. Hasra safik, when you give hasra, you don't know what's going to be. But if the person does it, then that's a good hasra. Here, I'm giving you hasra. You do it. Just because he did the aveira, there's another step. What's the next step? The next step is I can take off the lois asay by doing an asay.
So it's like a shake type of thing,
right? It's another layer. So the question is: Does that extra layer make a difference? Does that extra layer have an effect on the violation of the lois asay? It's good. So the male he said the lomnis as follows: You did the lois asay. I'm warning you, don't do the lois asay. Even though the lois asay, my hasra is only a sub, because since when you do the lois asay, you may come to do, after the lois asay, you can then do the asay. Doesn't make a difference. And if you'll do the asay, so it turns out that the hasra was a waste, because I didn't really warn you to do anything significant, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is, my hasra is a good hasra. So therefore, did you do the lois asay? Yes, you did the lois asay. Now it doesn't make a difference. Now it doesn't make this is going to be the lump. This is going to be the lumpness of kimoi volikim. So it's a very delicate, it's a very hard svara. We have to really see the Rashi because I'm not explaining it well. And there are a lot of fine points over here. Look at the Rashi. Rashi of the Hebrew Masal says Rabbi Yochanan Sofik Yochanan holds hasra sofik is the first wide line. Rabbi Yochanan says hasra sofik shemo hasra. Mm-hmm. Hasra sofik is a good hasra. The af al gav, even though the kol lois asay shnidik leasay ledvarav shnidik leasay ledvarav hasra safik. So it turns out now every time you have a laugh hanitik leasay, it's going to be hasra safik. It's going to be hasra safik. Shoyver al halav. When you warn him tsarich lahasra, but you have to warn him vuhu amar shagemar halav. And he Rabbi Yochanan says the Gemara Halav is bibitil hoasei toli. So the Gemara Halav is toli in the being mevatel the asei uch shemashin bo. So here we go. When they warn the person, don't divorce her. I'm warning you, do not violate the lois asei. Al tigarish. Sofiku. Shema maybe lo yevatel es hoasei. Maybe he will not be mevatel the asei. Lahadira bahano, like the Gemara is going to say at the end, maybe he will not make this neder, and the asay will always be present. When will he get malchus? When later, at the end of days, when he makes that neder, I will never want to marry you, and it's then when he makes that neder, now he's mevatel the asay, now retroactively, there was a lois asay where there's no potential. But you don't know that until much later on. You do not know. And now we're going to give him malchus. Now we're going to finally give him malchus. The avenu kamar deloki alma hasra sofik shmo hasra. Okay, so let's get this clear. This point is a hard point. I apologize for not being clear, but let's get this point clear. It's a very important insight. At least to come away with one thing learned tonight. The man says to the man is now going to divorce his wife. When he's over that lois asay, there's a potential to get malchus. When will he get malchus? He's going to get malchus, not now. In 10 years from now, he'll get malchus. When will he get malchus? When in 10 years from now, he'll make a neder that I will never marry this woman. So in 10 years from now, he makes that neder, he'll never marry this woman. So now it was revealed, limafreya, that when he divorced this woman, he divorced this woman, it was a full-fledged violation of the loisase. He divorced the woman, he did the loisase, I can't punish him at that moment in time, because at that moment in time there's still potential for him to rectify his sin by marrying her again. Later on he goes ahead and he does a new maisa by making a statement, I make a neder, I will never marry this woman. Now the asay is gone forever. The asay is gone forever, the loisaseh remains standing. Now we're going to give him malchus. But when you gave him hasra, you had no way of knowing if he will in the future do the second action. You have no way of knowing.
Why shouldn't you have to give him another hasra right before?
There's no such thing. When you give hasra for the loisaseh. There's no such thing as giving another hasra later on in time. You give one hasra. You give hasra before you do the loisaseh. But in this particular instance, the only way you can get malchus for the loisaseh is if this person does a second maisa. He violates the loisaseh, plus he does a second action by making a neder, he'll never marry this woman. So you require him to do something unusual. Normally when a person does an avera, you warn him and that's it. Either he does it or he doesn't do it. Here, you warn him, he does the avera, plus he has to go do something else in order to make sure that the avera sticks. That's a double step. You don't know what the future will bring. That's hasra safik. And yet, what does it say? It says, you're going to get malchus. You're going to get malchus. When later on, in 10 years from now, he comes along and he makes that net. You're going to get malchus. Even though my hasra was hasra safik.
By the way, how long does a hasra last? It could be 10 years?
Forever. 100 years.
I mean,
forever.
He can say he forgot about the hasra.
No. It doesn't matter what he thinks of that later on. Right now, he's doing an aver. Right now, he's getting hasra. And right now, he divorces her. He's doing the aver right now. Now, I can't give you malchus in this moment in time, because at this moment in time, there's still potential. But in 10 years from now, whenever it is, he makes a neder, now he's mevatel the aser. Oh, now we're going to finally give you malchus of doing the avera. But when you gave him that asra, you had no idea that he's going to do step number two, so that's what we're calling asra safik. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish says, gezunteheid, it's asra safik, it's shmo hasra, that's why he can use the lomnus of bittel. Now we come to the next Rashi. For a shlokish savar, it's beautiful Gemara. Hasra safik loshma hasra. He holds there has to be malchus and there has to be hasra, and you can't tell me that the hasra is going to depend upon a second maisa. Because Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish learns hasra safik loshma hasra. If we're going to have to wait for him to do a second maisa of making that neder,
and it's like you never gave him hasra.
You never gave him hasra, so there's never malchus. It can't be. The Torah says the loisa say there has to be malchus. It's a given. There's malchus, so it must then be that Rabbi Yochanan that Reish Lakish learns kimoi v'loi kimoi. There's nothing you have to do. You did a loisa say. You did an avera. I did an avera. Okay, we're going to give you malchus. I'm not going to give you malchus. I can do an assay. So do it. Do the assay. You don't want to do the assay in 5 minutes?
Why can't he hold bittul, also hold bittul below bittul?
Because that's exactly what Yochanan says. Because if you hold hasra safik, shmo hasra, then you can say bittul below bittul. Because bittul below bittul is a second action. It's a second maisa. I did the Avera, and then I did another Maisa. What's the other Maisa? I was Mevatel the Aseh by making a Neder. Do we know what the future will bring?
No.
So that's called Hasra Safik.
Right.
Now, of course, so if you hold Hasra Safik, Shma Hasra, Gesundheit. So good. You do the Avera, and you do later on in the future, you Mevatel the Aseh. Very good. Hasra Safik, Shma Hasra, we're going to give you Malchus now.
Right.
But if you hold hasra safik loishno hasra, and if you hold bitloy, you must be mevatel it. You'll never get malchus. You'll never get malchus for divorcing a woman.
Why can't they give you malchus to rabbonon for violating?
That's the rabbonon.
No, for violating the rabbonon. Why can't you
that's,
give malchus?
No, that's not the Torah's malchus. The malchus here is a malchus for the isur deraisa of lo yuchal l'shalcha.
Right, he's not listening to our rabbonon. Why can't you?
No, give
him
that's
on that?
That's a zaydik of the rabbonon. That's not part of the picture. That's a whole different world. Here, there's a malchus for violating the lois asay lo yuchal l'shalcha. So if you hold, you can't have the best of both worlds. If you want to tell me that it's bitlo, you have to be mevatel the asay, and you also want to tell me hasra safik is loy shmo hasra, there will never be a hecha timsa of getting malchus for lo yuchal l'shalcha. I'm going to divorce this woman. I'm not going to get malchus now because I always have potential to take her back. And then when I go and I'm a vat, but I go and I'm a vatel taking her back by being mevatel the asay, I'm making a neder, But wait a minute, that's what you see in the crystal ball. That's the future. That was not something which the person who gave Hashra can foresee what's going to be. That's a second step. That's a second level.
So even if you hold Kiyim or low Kiyim, it's still Lashon
HaRa? That Mela. Therefore, if you're going to hold Hasra Safik, Loi Shmo Hasra, and you're going to hold Bitloi V'loi Bitloi, you have to be Mevatel V'Aseh, it will result that you will never get Malkus for divorcing a woman who you amanis. Because the Lomnus doesn't work out. He divorces her. I can't get Malkus for divorcing her at the moment because I have to first be Mevatel V'Aseh. And when I'm Mevatel V'Aseh, I can no longer connect the Bitl Aseh to my Hasra, because it's already two steps removed. And that means it's Hasra Safik. But I hold Hasra Safik, Loi Shmo Hasra. So he did a Loi Aseh for which there was no Hasra. So there's no Malkus. But there has to be Malkus. So if there has to be Malkus, because the Torah says it's going to be Malkus, it must then mean you hold Kimoi V'Loi Kimoi. You don't have to do anything in order to get Malkus. You did the Loi Aseh. He divorced this woman. He did one Aveira. Now, you have 5 minutes to make a decision. Are you going to do the Aseh? You're not going to do the Aseh. I'm not going to do the Aseh. So, we're going to give you Malkus right now. What are we giving you Malkus right now for? For doing the Loi Aseh.
Yeah, but it sounds like...
And the Hasra... The Hasra was for the Loi Aseh.
To only give him 5 minutes, or not give him the entire... lifetime or whatever. It sounds like an arbitrary. How long are you going to give him? 5 minutes? 2 years?
Minutes. You give him Bezel and tell him what's the reasonable amount of time a person in this situation has to remarry her. Mm-hmm. Person in Avera. So what did they
do? The Avera was that he gave her, he divorced her.
He divorced her.
That was an Avera.
That was not, yeah, that's the Avera. That's right. The Leis Aseh. Lo Yuchel Shalcha.
Right.
That's the Avera. So, and the Hasra was right before the Avera. Is there anything else that he has to do? He has to do a Maisa to be Chayav Malkus. No! If you hold Kima, as long as you just don't do it, by not doing it, you're going to get Malkus. So it turns out, what am I getting the Malkus for? For the divorce.
I wasn't here, so I just got one very fast, one big basic question. It says, Woyocho Shalcho, so how can he divorce her?
I mean, you're asking a general question. Kol Mils, the Omrachmon Eloi Savit, Yavid Mahani Eloi Mahani. This is Sugin Shah Sugya. When the Torah tells you don't do something, do you have the power to do it and
yeah,
it works? So obviously the answer is yes, at least according to this Gemara.
Okay.
Torah says you're not allowed to divorce her. So you're saying if the Torah is not
so
divorce
her. How do the Rabbanim want him to be Megarish?
Because we always say.
So Hashem told Adam, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. Did he eat from the Eitz Hadas?
But now you're saying there's no consequences.
We normally say call them a kaddish, hadayit to the rabbanim a kaddish. So if somebody's giving a divorce, it's also hadayit to the rabbanim. If the rabbanim say no, so how does it work?
That I never heard.
No, there's a flaw. Call them a kaddish, hadayit to the rabbanim a kaddish.
You're saying a good kasha. So since galdas the rabbanim do not use the shvi l'mafreya. Good kasha. It works. Obviously, the divorce works. Why? I don't know. As far as the raisa, for sure it works. Because kol mils lemnachman lo esali ovid mahani, Torah tells you don't do it. It works. You can do it. You will have accomplished in the spiritual world. You gave a divorce. The divorce works. Torah said don't do it. Okay. Torah said don't do it. Torah said a lot of things you shouldn't
do. But the rabbanim don't have any power to enforce it.
No, they do not. They do not. And you're saying yes, Mikasha, the nusach of the kedushin is kedas moishav yisrael. You do taka find in some instances where that nusach is a built-in. Our insurance policy to be oikar kedushin lemafreya in certain very unique instances. So why don't we apply it in this case? Excellent question. I don't know the answer.
Okay.
But we don't say it in this case. Vayter in the Gemara. So this is a beautiful lunch in the Gemara. According to this, the machlokes powerful. It's very long lunch in the Gemara. Savik becomes the Gemara. Savik shemashra. Oh, and the Gemara says this machlokes Asra Savik, which we're going to apply over here into the sugya, into the beautiful sugya of kol lois asay shekodmai asay loikin alav. Into this sugya really goes back to a sugya of Noiser, a very famous machlokes, the Izi Gemara, the Itmar, the Itmar, Shvua, Shoichel, Kikar, Zehayim, a person makes a Shvua. Hashra Sotik. Now we're going now into the classic case of Hashra Sotik. Listen here, you don't fall asleep on me. You started a share. This is your share. You made the share. This is your foundation. You decide. You gotta go all the way through with it. Okay? Aryeh Sha'og, Mila Yira, Vaita. So the itma shvua shoichal, a person makes a shvua shoichal kika zeh hayom. I'm going to eat this piece of loaf of bread today. I will do something today. Va'avar hayom v'lo yachal, and he eats, and the whole day passes by, and he doesn't eat it. You get malchus. So you make a shvua. The person, I'm making a shvua. I'm making a neder. I'm going to eat it today. The clock is ticking. The day is over at 8 o'clock. So therefore, I only have 2 hours left. It's 6 o'clock now. It's 8 o'clock. Clock is ticking. Then 2 hours pass. I don't need it. Do I get malchus? And the witnesses warn me: don't make this shur, because you make this shur and you violate the halacha. You're going to be chayav malchus. You're in violation. Do you get malchus? It's machlokes asur asafik. We do not know what he's going to do. We do not know if he will be true to Israel at this moment of time. We do not know what's going to happen. Me'ez machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shlakish. Rabbi Tavayu ain't like it. What's the lamdis? Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shlakish says they both agree. There's no malchus. But what's the lamdis? Because dibor, what did you do? You just said, I'm going to eat it, and you don't eat it. So the violation came through not doing something. Anytime you violate through not doing something, it's a lav shein ma'isa, you don't get malchus. It's not doimed, the lav de chasima. Lav muzzling is you did a ma'isa, you put a muzzle on the animal's mouth. But the Hamishan, the lav shein ma'isa, ain't like it, the lav shein ma'isa, 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 Reish Lakish says it's Hasra Sa, because I don't know what's going to be. When the witness is given the warning, we do not know the time. There's too much time. There's too much time.
There's only one day. He has one day.
Ein Ochinami, but that's still called Hasra Sa. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Avim Yishun Lav Shem Vaisen Nazar Shem Nazar Shem Nazar Shem Nazar Shem Nazar. We do not know what's going to happen. It's not something we do not know. When they make Mashal, he has to make a decision later on in the day.
No, but didn't we say before that if you hold Kiyam Velo Kiyam, where you have a set period of time, then it does work. And it is a good Hasra. According to Reish Lakish.
No, but there,
it's only if you hold Bittul Lo Bittul, it's no good.
No, but there it's different. Because there you didn't. No, it's a little bit different. Because it's a different type. You're saying very good. But that's a different type of Hasra Sa. Because there, there you did a Loisas. You did a Maisa. What Maisa did you do? I divorced her.
Right.
I did the mice. The Hasra Sothic is later on. It's a secondary mice. What's now going to happen later on? We'll do the assay. Here, the Lois assay itself is a doubt. The person says, I'm making it, I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat. We don't know if he's going. He has to do a mice of eating. We don't know if he's going to eat or
so
not.
So where it's a second thing, then you have a bit more time, and it's still considered a good Hasra. But if it's the etzem thing,
it's not exactly the same type of Hasra Safik. You're saying very, very good. It's a different type of Hasra Safik. The case before, the mice is done immediately. And then there's a question of a Tanai, what's going to happen later on. Here, the lav itself is totally v'oimed. He says, I'm going to do something. And they have a whole day. You have a whole day to decide what are you going to do. Mm-hmm. So we don't know. It's not immediate. Since the loisase itself, see there in the case of four, the loisase was immediate. Then the tanai is something which maybe yeah, maybe not. How much time we give the tanai is a different side. Mm-hmm. Here you're doing an avera, but the avera is not immediate. The avera is lingers. Will you do it? Will you not do it? So there's a delay. A delay is another example. You're right. It's not exactly the same thing. Now here it's very important to remember this name, because the Gemara is going to come back to Rabbi Yehuda. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, when they argue, and this machlokes is Rashi and Rashi, they both argue in the lamdis and the yisayid of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, do not leave from the meeting until the morning. This is the classic. Mamish, the classic lav, hanitikli asay, don't leave over from the meat. If you leave over, burn it. Then you do not get malchus for leaving over. Who says this? Rabbi Yehuda says this. So now this is the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Now we have machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, the pshat. We're going a level deep. Rabbi Yochanan, doik mehachi, Rabbi Yochanan, doik hachi, time on. The ba kasev haloi ba kasev like it only because of the assay. But if not for the assay, you would get malchus. What do you mean you get malchus? But it's ain't by ma'isa. It's a lav shem ma'isa. What did you do? Don't leave over. How did you violate leaving over? You sat back on your armchair. You did nothing. The way you violated the lois assay is not like chasim. You did nothing. Shav yochanan deikim ha'chachi time the ba'as kovel chalo halay ba'akas of loike alma hasras. Why would you get malchus? Why? It's hasras safik. You do not know what's going to be.
Well, you shouldn't get makos because of a sarah suffik, or you shouldn't get makos because it's a lav she'en b'maisa.
I told you the second opinion. I jumped ahead. Lav she'en b'maisa. I'm sorry. Because Rabbi Yochanan Taka holds lav she'en b'maisa like in a law, you would get malchus. Rabbi Yochanan holds. Why Taka would you not get malchus? Why would you get malchus? Rabbi Yochanan Taka. Time. What's the reason why in this case you potter? Because it's a lav hanitik li asay. Take away the asay. You're getting a malchus, right? Mm-hmm. The only reason why you're not getting malchus is because of the assay of burning it. But if not for the assay, you would get malchus.
So shuvah altasay, if he does nothing, he gets
the
malchus.
You do absolutely nothing and you get malchus. Why am I getting malchus? There are two problems over here. Number one, I'm not doing a maisa. Number two, it's asra safek. So there's a fundamental question over here. Is that the only reason why you're not getting malchus is because of the assay. But if not for the assay, you get malchus.
And we're not worried about those two issues.
Obviously, those two issues are not issues. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you get malchus for a lav shame by Maisa, and you get malchus for Asra Safik.
It's not considered as because it's considered
Asra. It's Asra Safik because Asra Safik is Shema Asra.
Right.
Rabbi Yehuda is saying over here the only reason why you don't get malchus because of the assay. Otherwise, you would get malchus. What? You're going to get malchus? Why am I going to get malchus? It's not fair to get malchus. There are two reasons why I should not get malchus.
Maybe you wouldn't have got malchus anyway because of the other two reasons. But they're telling you that you don't even have to come on to that because here is a case of a general thing that you don't get malchus on. But if we needed to come on to one of the other two reasons, you wouldn't get malchus either.
No, he's not saying
that. I don't know if the
diak
is really accurate.
No, he's not saying that. The Gemara, Yehuda is making a point in telling you. The point of Yehuda is making, the only reason, the ach v'rach, the only reason why you're not getting malchus is because of the assay of burning. That's what he's saying. That is his point. That is his point. Mm-hmm. This is the only reason why you're not getting malchus for the assay. Oh, but if not for the assay, you would get malchus. Mm-hmm. What? You don't get malchus? I'll give you two reasons why you don't get malchus. Number one, it's Asra Safik. Number two, it's Lav Shem Maisa. Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ha Asra Safik is Shema Asra, and you get malchus, Lav Shem Maisa, you get malchus.
Right.
So therefore, the Mavir says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan, time because of the because of like why? Rabbi Yehuda says, Alma Hasra Safik Shema Hasra.
And by the way, why doesn't he say he also has to hold that
Lav Shem Maisa Leiken? That's obvious.
But he doesn't say...
Let's see.
One of the reasons why...
Let's see. Good. The more thing. Very shlokish, doikach, time to akasif, halay bakasif, like amal lav shem ma'is, so leken off. Oh, you get malchus. Because of lav shem ma'is, leken off. Now, so both of them, really, there's no disagreement. They're just coming to focus on different elements, a different aspect. Now, a lav shem ma'is, leken, lav shem ma'is, now we have to see a little bit vital. Okay, Okay, let the Gemara explains. The Gemara explains all this. Okay, we're going to see. Now, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Nam. Oh, the Gemara. Exactly. The Gemara now goes through the two steps. Each one makes a deek from one halacha. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Nam. Yehavad Hashra Safiku. There are two reasons over here. So, Rabbi Shimon Lakish says the only reason why you're getting malchus is because it's a lav she. Because a lav she ma'isa, you get malchus. Yeah, but what about Hashra? It's also Hashra Safik. So Asra Safik is Shema Hashra. So how then can Rav Shlokesh say Asra Safik is Lav Shema Hashra? So, he holds another Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya, he holds, a person does not know who his father is. Okay, so his mother got divorced. His mother got divorced she remarried within 3 months. And 7 months later, a baby was born. So it's a suffix, nine months to the husband number one, suffix, 7 months husband number two.
He hit.
So the person hits his father, causes both command, he's chayim misa. So a person does not know who his father is. So if he hits either one or the other, does he get killed? No, it's a suffix. He does not know who his father is. So let's say he hits both of them. He first hits this one, and then he hits the second one.
Then we know he hit his
Manushach. But he did it with Zechazeh. So each Ma'is is a 7 Ma'is. Each Ma'is is 7 Ma'is. You can't go each Ma'is independently, you would say it's a Safik. But let's say he gives one Hakah of Asachas, and he hits them both in one shot. So in Vada, he's going to...
What if he hits them both? Two different
Zechazeh, because then each one by itself is a 7 Ma'is. Each one is a separate Ma'is.
Therefore?
Each one by itself, you can't be Mechayv and Misa.
It's a suffix.
Each one is a suffix. Uh-huh. So even though in the Sach HaKol, when you put both together, he killed, he hit his father, so what? But each Maisa in and of itself is only a suffix. So Hika, Zeh, V'cha, Zeh, Hika, Zeh, or let's say Kilel, Zeh, V'cha, Zeh, Zeh, Hika, or let's say Hika, or let's say Hika, Shneim, V'asachas, Yitz, Bodem, V'asachas, or Yitz, V'asachas, Chayiv. So according to the Tanya of Yehuda, you're going to be chayiv even bezeh.
Only if he does it in one shot.
No, no, he says either or. That's the point. We can't go slow. According to Tanya Kami, even I told you right the second shot, even bezeh achar zeh. Rabbi Yehuda oiner. This is what we need to come on to. Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds meidach. Rabbi Yehuda holds bevas achas chayiv bezeh chazeh potter. So why bevas achas is chayiv? Why bezech zeh potter? Because hasra sofik loy shma hasra.
That's what Yehuda holds.
Ah, yeah. So therefore, what's going on? So therefore, Reish Lakish over here says hasra sofik loy shma hasra. It's clear as day. Look at Rashi. Rashi says bevas achas. Look at Rashi bevas bevas achas behasra achas besuch de dibor tohav le hasra svadai the miman of shachad minar avua. So therefore, the Gemara is the obvious contradiction of Yehuda. We get a little bit confusing, but let's just take a step back. It is absolutely true from the previous Braisa, that you have a Raya in Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds both. He holds in Rabbi Yehuda, this is the point that we really need for the end of the Gemara, I want to talk to Cheshbon. The first Braisa said what? Nicer. Okay, it's clarified, it's very simple, one little point. Nicer. Noisar, the only reason why you don't get Malchus for Noisar is because of what? It's because of the Asay. But if not for that, you would get Malchus. Why would you get Malchus? I'll give you two reasons why you don't get Malchus. Number one, it's a Lav She'in by Maisa.
Number two, it's
Hasra Sabek. So Ein Achinami, from this version of Rabbi Yehuda, version A of Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Achinami, beyond a shadow of a doubt, Rabbi Yehuda holds Lav she'ein by ma'isa loikin and hasra sofik shma hasra, beyond the shadow of a doubt. So why then does Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish pick and choose? And the fact they pick and choose indicates that they disagree with the other man. The Amri, you can't disagree. Both reasons must be absolutely true. They must be
according
true.
According to Rabbi Yehuda.
According to Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
So how now can Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish come in now and pick and choose? Oh, the reason why you're getting your pot is because of Asay. Not for the Asay, you would get Malk. Oh, Shma Mino Hashra Safik. And the other man says, no, I hold Hashra Shavlo Shma Hashra. It's because of La Hashem and Ma'isa. What are you talking about? Rabbi Yehuda, clear as day, holds both.
But why does Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish have to hold both?
So here the point is like this. The reason why they're only picking one of the two is because there's really a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda. There's another Rabbi Yehuda that contradicts himself. And that Rabbi Yehuda, it's clear as the Rabbi Yehuda holds, Hasra Safik Loi Shma Hasra. But the bottom line is the contradiction. One place Rabbi Yehuda holds Hasra Safik is Shma Hasra. And the other place,
where is Rabbi Yehuda hold Lav Shma Hasra?
Over here.
I thought we say it is Hasra. That's why even Bezach Hazeh.
No, that was Tanakama.
Potter.
Why Hasra Safik Loi Shma Hasra? But what did Rabbi Yehuda say in the previous price? The only reason why you get Malkis is because of the Asay. Burning, because you have to burn it. But if not for the Asay, Noiser. Oh, exactly. So therefore, Reish Lakish says, I'm going to pick and choose. I'm going to hold the fact that we have another Rabbi Yehuda that says, by the case of Hakah, Yepater, Bezeh Chazeh. No, that is an indication of the real opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda be'emes holds Hasra Safik, Loi Shma Hasra. And the only reason why here it says that you're going to get Malchus because the Lav Shem by Maisa, like in a love.
Well, in the case of hitting, there's a Maisa.
In the case of hitting, yeah, but only when you hit Bevas Achas. Only when you hit Bevas Achas.
Yeah, if you hit Zachas, it's Potter.
Why you potter? Hasra Safik. Even though you did a Maisa, it's Hasra Safik.
Right.
When they warn
you. How are we inferring the Stira?
We're not inferring the Stira. The point we just want to make is why in the previous Braisa did Rabbi Yochanan say The Reish Lakish say the only reason why you're getting Malkus is you're not getting Malkus because you have an assay of burning it. But if not for the assay, you would be potter because lav she'ein by ma'isa like in a lav. Well, there's another fundamental problem.
So maybe.
There's also a raya that hasra sofik shma hasra. So the answer is you're right.
Don't know why we're worried about Reish Lakish. Maybe Reish Lakish doesn't hold the Rabbi Yehuda, or he has to hold like Rabbi Yehuda.
Reish Lakish, he has to fatayish Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, he's ignoring something very fundamental in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds in the previous bride, so hasra sofik shma hasra. Right, you can't deny that.
Right.
So how could Reish Lakish ignore that?
Because he holds like the other one, though. He says logic.
Oh, because there's another Rabbi Yehuda. Trei Tanoi Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda.
There's a chart here.
Right, okay. And the chart is going to be too confusing. I learned from my experience, charts in Daf Yomi, we only have a very short amount of time. It's not a good idea. If you have 3-4 hours to delve into charts, it's wonderful. It's yofe, mosuk midrash. In a very, very short time of Daf Yomi, Imamish, you can chap, 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 chap. So just look at the basic Yisoid. The basic Yisoid is there is a fundamental contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda. We have two brises. One brise, Rabbi Yehuda says what? That the only reason why you're not getting Malkus, is because of the Aseh. But if not for the Aseh, you would get Malkus for Noiser. Why would you get Malkus for Noiser? There are two problems. Number one, it's a lav shema ma'isa. Number two, it is hasra sofik.
And obviously, he holds that neither of those two are problems.
Hasra sofik, it must be shema hasra.
Yeah.
So why does Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Reish Lakish, ignore the obvious raya Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds hasra sofik shema hasra? He's ignoring the obvious.
But we don't have a problem with Rabbi Yochanan.
We're getting to him in a moment. Let's go one thing at a time. Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan is ignoring the obvious. Rabbi Yochanan is ignoring the obvious. The only reason why you're not getting Malkus is because of the Aseh. But if not for the Aseh, you would get Malkus. What? You would get Malkus for Neisser. But every case of Neisser is automatically Hasra Sofik. And you're getting Malkus, it's a clear Raya Hasra Sofik Shmo Hasra.
Right.
No, don't quote me Rabbi Yehuda. That's taka true. He taka says that. But there's another Rabbi Yehuda who contradicts himself. He contradicts himself in regard to the case of Hakah. And in the case of Hakah, Rabbi Yehuda explicitly says,
Lashma Hasra.
So
he holds like the other Rabbi Yehuda.
Right, exactly. So therefore, that's why I'm going to ignore the obvious in Rabbi Yehuda number one, because I'm going to focus on Rabbi Yehuda number two. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan says the Ikar is Rabbi Yehuda number one. He's the Iker. So that's the more saying. So Rav Shimon Lakish, okay, good?
Yeah.
So there's two Rabbi Yehudas. And Rav Shlokish is ignoring Rabbi Yehuda number one. He's going to focus on Rabbi Yehuda number two.
A little strange that there's two Rabbi Yehudas. I mean,
yeah, that's not so strange. Yeah, okay. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Okay. There's an Arya in the morning, he's awake, and there's an Arya at night, he falls asleep in the shir. He wakes up every morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, he wakes me up, he comes, he takes me. He's mamish alive like you can't imagine. And here he comes there. He feels like me.
Yep.
You can't blame him, he works very, very hard. He's mamish a tzaddik, he said,
Olam.
Vita, he's carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders. You should play it with your wife, you know. Tell maybe your wife should listen to this. She'll look at you with a whole new light.
Right.
So Bezecha Zepot, Rabbi Yochanan says Nami, Rabbi Yochanan Nami, so now the more is the other way around. Rabbi Yochanan, obviously, what does he say? He says the Ikor is the Erish to Rabbi Yehuda. Because the first Rabbi Yehuda says the only reason why you're going to get Malkus is because it's going to be Aseh. But if not, you will get Malkus. Oh, why get Malkus? Asra, Sofik. Einachinami hasra sofik shmo hasra.
Right.
Oh, the second of Yehuda, that's not the Ikar.
So he holds like the first of Yehuda.
The first of the second of Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan nami havadai lav. Now the Gemara is going on the side. What about the Gemara is going on a tangent? What about the sugi of lav shein by ma'isa? Rabbi Yochanan nami havadai lav shein by ma'isa. What about lav shein by ma'isa? Because Rabbi Yochanan also is of the opinion the whole that a lav shein by ma'isa ain't like in a lav, right? It's a lav she'ein by maisa, and a lav she'ein by maisa ain't like in a lav. And here in this brisa it says lav she'ein by maisa like in a lav.
In the case of Noiser.
In the case of Noiser.
Okay.
So guess what? There's another Rabbi Yehuda who contradicts it. Rabbi Yehuda likes to contradict himself. He likes to leave us in the state of mystery. What does he really hold? Savlaki hodam Rabbi by Rabin, Amar Amram, Amar Yitzchak, Amar Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, he another Rabbi Yehuda, Nay Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Mishum Yesagli, call Loisa Seisha Betoira, Lav Shiesha Maisa, like in love. Lav Shiesha Maisa? A like in a love. There's no Malkus. Okay? Chosma Nishba, there are exceptions. What's the exception? Nishba, a person swears falsely. Swearing is deep.
Hold on a second. Lav Shiesha Maisa ain't like in a love.
Ain't like in a love.
So why up here do we say
the only exactly the point?
Because I say Akar Los.
It's exactly the same way we answered Resh Lakshmi and Rabbi Yochanan. There are two Rabbi Yehudas. There are two Rabbi Yehudas in Lav Shiesha by Maisa.
So if you hold, but if you hold that ain't like in a love. In a lav shein b'maisa,
then you
so
should.
So why he say? Why does he say?
Exactly, it's a contradiction. It's a contradiction.
Right.
So Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't hold like the first Rabbi Yehuda of lav shein b'maisa. I hold like the second Rabbi Yehuda of lav shein b'maisa.
That ain't like in a love.
Ain't like in a love.
But if it's ain't like in a love, so why is?
By noiser, there's a more fundamental reason why you're not going to.
Oh, this is what I was saying earlier.
Right.
That it wasn't doesn't mean it's the only reason, and therefore
it is the only reason. It is the only reason. We have a stira. We have a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Brisa? Noiser. You get Malchus Noiser? No. Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda says...
Because
only,
of the essay.
Only, there's only one reason why you don't get Malchus, the essay.
Right.
It's Mashm, but if not for that essay, you would get Malchus.
Right, so you must hold that. You must hold that like
a law. Oh, you get Malchus.
Yeah.
But we have another Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda explicitly says, Lav Shema Maisa.
So that's not, that other Rabbi Yehuda is not learning this Baal Kos of Lita Nesa Yachar.
Right, it's a stira.
Right,
just like we had a stira before in the Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. That's with regard to Asra Safik. Right, one moment ago.
Right,
we have two Rabbi Yehudas.
Right.
What does Rabbi Yehuda say about Hasra Safik? By Noitzer he says Hasra Safik Shmo Hasra. By the case of Abkilel Hikav Hika Hasra Safik Loi Shmo Hasra. The Zelbazach when it comes to Lav Shema Maisa. In the case of Noiser, Lav Shema Maisa, like in a love. In this Brisa, Lav Shema Maisa, ain't like in a love. Stira. So what does Rabbi Yochanan says? There's a stira. The real Rabbi Yehuda, please stand up. The real Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says Lav Shema Maisa, ain't like in love. And the Brisa, the first Brisa, it's wrong. And that's Rabbi Yochanan just ignores that. He says, that's not Ikadiyak. The Ikadiyak is Hasra, Suffolk Shema Hasra. As far as Lav Shema Maisa, don't pay close attention to this because it's anyway not true because Rabbi Yehuda Bemis holds Lav Shema Maisa ain't like in a love. It's not accurate what it says over there before. Now, Chus, just tomorrow follows Chus Ben Nishma Meimar Bamakal, except a person who swears, there are exceptions to Lav Shema Maisa, a person who swears falsely, or Meimar, Tamura.
Why these are such chomer type
Torah
of things?
Says, Gezeres HaKosev, the Torah makes a Tamura. You have two animals. One is Kodesh, one is Chum. The whole Masech, one is Kodesh, one is Chum. I want to exchange the Kedusha of the holy animal onto the modern animal. What is Halacha Leisase, Malkus? For what? The Hu Tamura so yiya Kodesh. Okay? V'amakalales Chaver B'Shem. You curse Rachman L'Son Chaver B'Shem. Ah! Then there's going to be Malkus only on a dibor. It's only a dibor. Yeah, only a dibor.
But it's very hard.
Don't judge. You know. Don't judge so fast. Don't judge so fast. Right. The shame. So therefore, we see over here a stira. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Yochanan says it's a stira. So we have three Rabbi Yehudas. We've learned today three Rabbi Yehudas. Three Rabbi Yehudas. We learned Rabbi Yehuda of Noisa. We learned Rabbi Yehuda of Mekala of Achika Aschaderon, and Rabbi Yehuda that says Befei Rosh Lavshim Maisa. And all these Rabbi Yehudas, they contradict one another. And Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish picks and chooses. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm going to make it work out for me. Rabbi Resh Lakish, Hasra Safik, Shema Hasra. And this deek that it says somewhere else, Lesh Masra, Lav Davka. He's looking, he got confused over there. And Rabbi Yochanan says, I hold Hasra Safik, Shema Hasra. And this that it says, so the other one, and then when it comes to the other question, the other variable, which is the involved of Lav Shema Maisa, the Zal Bazach, each one's going to say that one is accurate, one is not accurate. Three Rabbi Yehudas, everyone in Rabbi Yochanan Shlokesh, they pick and choose to make it work out according to the lock, whatever does not work out according to their image. So you discount it. You say, they were not at their best. They were not at the top of their game at that moment when they said this halacha. Vaita. Now the Gemara says, well, wait, what about us? Okay, that's all. What about Kashi of the Rabbi Yehuda? The bottom line over here is there's steers. I mean, we have mamash steers all over the place. So the Gemara says, well, the Gemara just, I really explained this. Eel Rabbi Shimon Lakish, trait and I leave Rabbi Yehuda, like we said.
Now, there's two different Rabbi Yehudas.
Two different versions. Yeah. Two different versions of Yehuda, trait tonight, two different versions of Yehuda says. Yeah?
Maskrull says the Bryce regarding Nos reflects his own view, whereas the teaching in the name of Rabbi Yosef Gui reflects the view of his teacher.
That's next Rabbi Yochanan. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that. According to Reish Lakish, it's trait tanoy. I leave Rabbi either Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yochanan when it comes to the Shaila of Noisar, the Shaila of Lav Shem by Maisa. We had that still Lav Shem by Maisa. Like Kasha, Hadidei Hadi Rabbi. One is Rabbi Yochanan's personal opinion.
That's the next day.
And so, one was his reflection of his Rebbe. So in other words, we're wiggling out how to answer these contradictions of Rabbi Yehuda, but each one is going to focus on what they hold to be the Iker. The bottom line over here is you walk away with a beautiful Sugi Yisoid, is this concept. Over here you have a case of Asra Safik, and Asra Safik automatically translates into Bitloy, Kimloy. It appears from the Gemara that the default, the ideal thing would be Bitloy. That's really where we would want to start out. That's the default. The only problem is, in order to say bitloy, you have to say hasra suffix shmo hasra, because you don't know if he's going to be battled or not. And if you're going to say it, if you're going to say hasra suffix is lo shmo hasra, then there'll never be malchus, and that can't be. It's not mistaven. There's not going to be malchus. The Torah says, "Don't do something." The Torah wants blood.
So you have to come on to Kiva Lakim.
You have to come on to Kiva Lakim because then you don't have to do anything. Then it's automatic. Then you did the loisa. So give you malchus. Oh, but you can be mekayim the assay. So be mekayim it. We'll give you 5 minutes. You don't want to be mekayim it. We're going to give you malchus for the loisa assay. We're not going to give you malchus. What's going to happen later on? We're giving you malchus. What you did. If you hold bitlay, so then in Achnami, then you can do something. But that's all depends on Asra Safik Shema Asra. So this is the Merz Maskana, and we get involved in here that they go out l'shitasai. We have Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda, there's a contradiction through a contradiction of Yehuda, and in the process we learn Yochanan v'Shlakish to make diukim, and the diukim comes out of contradictions. Each one has to go hold on to what he holds to be the Iker, and the other one he has to discount as trait Hanoi, one Hadidei Hadarabe. Okay, now we go to new Gemara. Tanan hasa me inyan le inyan but isay ho inyan. Tanan hasa ni le imabonim. Ah, the case of shluch hakein. Okay, the chicks are the mother is resting on the chicks around the eggs, and you come in contact. The mitzvah say shaleach tishalach es ha'im. Send away the mother. It's not say. And then there's a loisah say loisikach im al abonim. So let's say taka you do the loisah say. You take away the aim al habonim. You take away the chicks when the mother is there. So now, what do you do now? Is there now a mitzvah say of shaleach tishlach? This can be another example of where you have a lois asay, hanitik liasay, where the asay really came in advance. I did a lois asay. The mother and the baby are there. I go in. I take the babies. I take the eggs away. I have now violated a lois asay. So the Torah seems to say, this can be the Shaila, this is the Machlaikis. You violated the Loisase, you can still make Tikkun. They're not going to give you Malchus. You did have a lot of air. You took away the chicks, the eggs. Loisase, give Malchus. We're not going to give you Malchus. You still can go send away the mother. You can still send her away. Even though you already took...
No, but what's the point of sending her away now? You already did the damage.
Okay, so it's saying it's not damage. We don't really understand what the Lamda says. In Echnami, this is very difficult. Maybe because you'll learn like the Man Yama that says there's no longer an Asay. The other man says no. We're going to see the details no more now. There's only one assay. There is no lav nikli assay. The assay is send away the mother in the very beginning, and if you don't send away the mother in the very beginning, there's nothing you can possibly do.
Which makes sense.
Which is what we are more familiar with, because right. We look at it as a rachmanis. But who says rachmanis? Maybe it's nothing more than gzeres hakosav. So gzeres hakosav is that whenever you have in your hands the mother and the children are there together. The mother was there. I took the children away. The mother was still there. I took
so
the
eggs.
So
what's the point of sending her away? What are you accomplishing?
The Torah says shleach tishalach.
But I mean, there's no time for it, really.
Why is there no time for it?
Because the pain. The mother already. The whole idea is the mother shouldn't suffer the pain.
So the mother. So
and she already suffered the pain because you took the kids while she was around.
I took the kids while she's there. Yeah, so what's the alternative?
I come there.
The mother's on the eggs. Right. So what am I supposed to do now? I send away the mother.
You're supposed to send away the mother first.
Send away the mother first.
Yeah.
But the mother, and I send away the mother first, I'm separating the mother.
No, she doesn't know, the mother is not pained by that because she doesn't know you're going to take the kids away from her.
Who told you what the mother was thinking?
No, but that's the whole idea of sending away the mother.
I now take the eggs.
What if you
don't take the eggs? They're my hands. The mother still sees the eggs. What? So now I send away the mother. Is it make a difference if the eggs are in the nest or the eggs in my hands?
Send away the mother. And then
okay, let's see. Let's see, Rashi. Yes,
what if you take the mother and leave the chicks?
Let's say you take the mother and you leave the chicks.
Are you over Avera?
Are you over an Avera? No. Are you kind of the mitzvah? The shayla is, if I send away the mother and I do nothing, okay, I'm kind of the mitzvah.
Because that's part of the problem also. You're not supposed to
you
take...
You are injecting into this whole thing the Zohar. See, that's the problem.
I wasn't asking where do you get Zoyars from?
Let's not get Zoyars.
I wasn't asking that. I was asking if you're allowed to take the mother while she's sitting on the you have to send her away to take the chicks. But what if you take the mother? Is that permitted?
I don't know.
If the mother's sitting on the mother, you're allowed to take the mother.
No, the mother you can.
I don't know the answer. Let's see tomorrow.
Doesn't discuss the pain of the children.
It's only
discuss
the pain of the mother. Let's see the mother. It's not awesome. Let's see. Let's see what the Gemara says. It's not awesome. I know you're laying on the Gemara. You take the mother, alabanim. Rabbi Yudim el loike. It's it. It's a done deal. Too little, too late. Zohar. Right? Too little, too late. You've already, which means what we said. It's a very funny expression. It really means you take the children when the mother is there. Isn't that what it means? Hanoitel aim al abanim. What does Rashi say?
If one takes a mother bird while she's sitting on her young, and that's what I'm asking.
What does Rashi say? I hear what you're saying. Let me just see Rashi. Rashi over here says, no, Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi over here says, Hanoitel aim al habanim. You take the mother al habanim. Give me 1 second. Let me see what it's over here in the parish in the Sifta. Let's see how they types these words. I'm assuming it means you take the babies. It's an expression. Hanoitel aim al habanim. V'kach over al alaf. Doesn't explain anything over here. Nagdami explains. Meh parish ki seitze ki yikuri gan sipar. Okay. Had the hainu. Sheishlav lo lekachas eso aim al habanim. Na to take eso aim al habanim. The yesha say l'shalach, and I think what it means is both together. Let's make an assumption.
It says here it contains two aspects: prohibition, you should not take the mother bird on the young, and the positive commandment, you shall not take, you should send away the mother bird.
That's true. It's not explaining what means the mother bird on. I think what it means is taking both together. Let's now for the moment means lo sikach aim al habanim means al translating together. Okay, let's make that assumption for the moment. Do not take both of them together. It's not mistaver sending away the mother. You're not doing anything.
You're preventing her from seeing the pain of you taking her children.
It says, do not take aim al habanim. Let's assume that for the moment means you take both together. Okay, let's just make that for a few moments. Do not take aim. I'm probably a big machlokes to show them what it means anyway. Okay, whatever it means. Let's make a very simple assumption. Do not take both together. Let's say I did. I took the mother and the babies together. I have no doubt that's one of the parishioners where they were shining.
So that's the Rambam.
The Rambam says?
Yeah, but it Rambam. Says, he says, but the Rashi. While she's sitting on the young.
While she's sitting on the young, what should I not do?
You're not allowed to take the mother herself. That's what. Here. In rendering aim al habanim, the mother bird, while she is on the young, we have followed Rashi's commentary.
Rashi says nothing over here. Rashi doesn't say anything over here.
In Chumash.
Okay, so we want to learn like that? Fine. Don't take the mother when she's sitting on the babies.
And the Rambam says you shouldn't take the mother and together with her young.
Oh, right, okay. So either or, okay? Two mahalchim.
What's machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda? What is Rabbi Yehuda older?
Wait, let's see. Yeah. So let's say you did it. The Rambam took both together. If you Rashi, you just took the mother. I took the mother, coming with me. If you come with me, you go home and take her into the house. You don't send her away into the wild. Take the mother.
That's what she's going to fight the most.
Okay, you take the mother, you put her in your pocket, you take her home with you. Got it? Okay, according to Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda says, like it. Right then and there, there are two witnesses. Don't do this. Don't put the mother in your pockets. Don't take her home. You do this, we'll give you Malchus. He doesn't listen. I know. What are you going to do to me? I don't care. I'm in a violation of the Pasuk, and you do it. And you take it home. You get some Malchus right there on this thing. The best nigga Malchus. Now, you're done. You already have violated the halacha. There's nothing more for you to do. Oh, but it says in the pasuk shalech teshalach esoim. The pasuk of shalech teshalach
is before.
It's only when the mother is resting on the babies. Once I already took the mother, put the mother in my pocket.
In other words, there's no tikkun for
no tikkun garnished. Shalach is meikar mashma. Okay, from the very beginning. Vachacham say mishalech ve'nolake. Oh, there's still hope. I took the mother, it's in my pocket, just let it go. Let it go out into the wild. So it turns out there's a double assay. There's an assay in the beginning. When I come to the nest, send away the mother. And then if I violated the lois assay, I took the mother, I did a lois assay, there's a tikkun. But this is an assay, shekod me lalav. So this is sugya, I was sugya. You get malchus or not? This is you get malchus. Oh, that's a riot too. Rabbi Yochanan. Tomorrow,